Walk us through what happened the other day when you came downstairs.
It was kind of, you know, in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Very, very, very early morning.
Sure.
Super dark.
Yeah.
I open the closet or the basement door, and I immediately hear the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really loud.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is... Sounds like something is running.
Yeah.
What is that? So, I walk downstairs, and I see a glow off to the side of the digital display.
Oh, okay.
I'm walking over to it.
Yeah.
It's we've got like a small kind of a compact treadmill.
Sure.
And it's running at a very high rate of speed.
No one was down there.
No one was down there. Mm-hmm. It was like at level 87.
Like how many levels are there?
That
seems
at
like
one.
A lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, so it's...
So that's speed, right?
Speed.
Okay.
And so, and it looked like it had been on for maybe 35 minutes, and it was just spinning, going really, really fast.
Wow.
So I went back and, you know, in the moment, I'm like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
And my first thought is turn it off, make it stop.
Right.
So I did.
Yes.
And then I unplugged it.
Yes.
And because that's that. And then I went back later just to kind of demonstrate like how it's supposed to work and why it shouldn't have been doing this by itself.
So you did a tutorial after the fact.
Now, the fact.
You keep your dogs. You have three pugs. You
right.
keep your dogs not in that
nowhere near
area
that.
Because
no.
I was thinking, okay, maybe one of the pugs. You said there's a remote to
there's
it.
There's a remote, but it was
so,
on the windowsill
okay. so,
up high. And then there's a high, you know, little... pad
yeah.
where the buttons are.
So an animal couldn't have...
Animal
like,
could not have done anything with this.
Interesting.
So just to kind of let you know a little bit
mm-hmm.
of how this is supposed to work,
mm-hmm.
I took a little video. And so that's me pushing...
The button.
The button.
Yeah.
And then it starts to go.
Okay.
And then just to kind of show you, I took it up to the level that it was going.
How long does it take for you to get it up to like 87?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, count
yeah,
to 87.
Hit
you're hitting the button that many times.
Can you press and hold it and it just goes up?
Maybe. I didn't try that.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it's... I don't understand. There's no way that the way this was set up to where it can just spontaneously do that.
Did you get chills?
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking, so I checked the door.
Yeah.
The patio door downstairs was locked.
You think
like
someone's
no
going to
come in and gotten a
done a quick workout
heard, and then left.
Heard Kelly upstairs. Oh,
right.
Gosh. Okay, I got to
right.
leave quick.
Right. So do I have a ghost that's interested in fitness? I don't know. But that is the most bizarre, like, electronic thing. Because, you know, like, lights can flicker
yeah,
here
yeah,
and there.
Yeah.
Sometimes TVs or radios can turn on.
You've had... your house like cleansed before, right?
We had like a friend of ours was
yeah.
just like, oh, hey, yeah, do this.
Right, right.
Since someone had lived in our house before.
And so you just wanted to cleanse just, the mojo.
Exactly.
Right,
just
right,
restart.
Right. So it wasn't anything specific that
no.
happened before.
Nope.
It was just, let's start with a clean slate.
Why not? Yes. And so then he told us that there were like three entities in the house.
Wait, the house you're in now?
The first, yes, before
okay.
when we had gotten it cleansed the first time, he's like,
okay.
kind of told us his findings.
Okay.
Once he kind of somehow
well, is it
beamed into the house.
I mean, is it one of those things where they have to tell you something? Otherwise, you
maybe.
Don't feel like it
he
worked?
He told us lots of things.
Okay.
There was talk of wolf packs in the walls, and those are apparently arguments and sternly worded conversations that hang in the walls.
Uh-huh.
All very bizarre stuff, like...
Okay, so are you thinking that one of those energies, one of the three energies that
maybe.
The person... So wait, they cleansed it, but they didn't get rid
it.
Of them?
Well, apparently some more made their way in or something.
They're like, sucker, I was hiding behind
right.
the closet door.
So now it's like, all right, do we need to do that again? Do I need to get some sage, something like that? Like, I don't
wow.
think it's built on a burial ground or anything, like in Poltergeist.
Now, listen.
It's on a golf course.
We did get a text message from Brad who said it may have been just a power surge because he said he had one yesterday around 2-ish. So I don't know, Brad, if you live in the same area of town as Kelly, but maybe it was a power surge that did a little something haywire to the electrical system and caused it to just turn on and go up to 87.
That's the thing, is just like, can that just escalate on? You're supposed to power how fast it goes.
Right.
Based on your own ability, speed, all that kind of stuff. It's not supposed to escalate all the way up to 87 on its own.
All right. What is the one thing that made you think that you had a ghost?
Well, yeah.
For Kelly,
yeah, it's that.
It was the treadmill.
The treadmill.
That turned on by
going
itself.
Going berserk by itself.
Yeah.
At a high rate of speed.
Wow.
And had been going on like that for like 35 minutes.
I mean, well done to the ghost who was working out at that level.
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
That's a fast ghost
That is a fast... I am impressed. Color me impressed.
Right. Yes. Must be buff.
Must be buff.
All right. But freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right?
What is going on?
Yeah. All right. Well, want
to
hear
and
something...
I was the last one to exit the basement the night before, like 9 o'clock.
So definitely
I made
wasn't
sure
like your husband or any
off.
Of your kids or anything.
Nope,
like
yes. Right. We talked to the kid. We're like, did any of you happen to come down at like 5 in the morning, get a quick workout in, and forget to turn off the treadmill? No.
They're like, why would we ever do that?
Because my son sometimes sleepwalks.
Okay.
But he's like, no.
Okay. Man, time to put up a like a little camera on
you.
Now, nothing's happened since, right?
Oh, I've left it unplugged.
Oh, okay.
So if it's turning on when it's unplugged,
right.
I'm moving.
But you're fine right now. You're
right,
like, maybe
right
it was
now,
just a one-off. You can kind of dismiss it.
Maybe there was some sort of weird power surge explanation.
Right. I like that as an explanation,
okay.
though.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, but it is unplugged unless someone is actively on it, and then we're unplugging it.
Tony the Welder texts in and says, it's into fitness. Fitness spirit into your house. Thanks, Tony.
Ah.
All right.
Ah.
All right, what was it? Let us know your story too. 502-795-1997. And I'd be interested to hear some of those other ones. And then the person who cleansed your house before, are there refunds?
Jerry,
we're
going to need you to... Do you have a warranty on your
I was going to say, can you...
I'm going to need to cash that in.
Right, can you come back?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to need you to beam back in. It's not done.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. We are...
Into the thick of it. Into the thick of it.
Yep.
Into the thick of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is potentially a fitness-loving ghost that has turned Kelly's treadmill on to 87 without anyone being in the room, and it just... ran for 35 minutes until Kelly discovered it.
That's what I gathered looking at the digital readout before I, in a haste, turned it all off, made it stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was so loud, I heard it when I opened the basement door, like at the top of the steps.
Yeah, you're like, what is that noise?
What is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Got this message from Ashley, who said, it happened a few months ago. My daughter and I were in my bedroom. No one else was in the house. It was night. My Alexa made a fart noise. We didn't tell her to do that. Sounds silly, but we were terrified. Took a bat, checked the house. We spent the night at my dad's.
And then she said, we've seen shadows. It was my grandma's house for 60 years, but she hated farts, LMAO.
She did not like it. Sorry, that was gross.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Jennifer says, I have a really crazy story about this. So when my mom and dad were going through their divorce, my mom was staying with my grandparents, and their house always felt really heavy. Can't really explain it. There was just a heaviness in the house. Well, one night we were having a movie night. My mom suggested us popping popcorn. So we went downstairs to the kitchen, started popping popcorn. It blew a breaker in the house. They had a creepy cellar basement, and when my mom and I went to go downstairs to flip the breaker, the stairs started shaking, and this black figure flew up towards us, threw us through the kitchen, and out to the front of the house.
I don't believe that.
I felt physically ill after that thing flew through us. I ran outside and refused to ever stay the night there again. And if I would ever go visit my grandparents, I would always stay in the very front room. I would not set foot towards the back of the house. I really hope this makes sense because I'm using voice text. But wow, yeah.
Grandparents' basements were always creepy.
Yes.
Those were always creepy. Now, listen, Taylor sent us a photo. She said, ghost photo incoming, and said, this is, we had a house fire. Went through taking pictures of each room, posted them to my Facebook, and my cousin started calling my phone saying, please tell me you see this.
Oh my gosh, I see that. I see that.
Sent a photo, and there is like a man's face faintly in one of the photos, and it says...
Oh, Taylor, can we share that?
And Taylor said the Louisville Paranormal Society came out, and they said, we always knew it was haunted, but this kind of sealed the deal for us.
Yeah, no, you can see the man's face. 1,000% can see the face.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
That looks like it's Photoshop a little bit, but
okay. So this Matt has a story that's kind of in line with what I experienced.
Mm-hmm.
My bathroom sink, he said, turned on by itself at 3:17 a.m. every day for a week.
Wow,
that is wow.
So obviously it was one of those things where it was like you wake up and you're like, why is the water running? And then you turn it off.
But the same time, 3:17.
That's crazy.
That's specific.
How would you know that?
I moved a month later.
That is crazy.
Sophia, all my cabinet doors open at once in my apartment. At once? Oh, that's very paranormal activity.
That is.
I was home alone. Suddenly, my kitchen looked like it was gasping.
Oh,
there was no way I was staying there one more day.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Oh, Jeremy, my TV turned on to static every night, same time, same volume.
That's...
I got rid of the TV.
Yeah.
Same, and the problem stopped. And I still live in the same place. Oh, all right.
So maybe it was just a TV thing.
Maybe it was just a TV. Danielle, I heard a faint child's laugh come from my laundry room several times. I don't have kids or courage, so I moved.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Kelly's
yep.
treadmill turned on. So it was like, what was the one thing you saw or witnessed that kind of sealed it for you?
Yeah.
And Andy still lived there.
Yes. Mandy, my keys kept moving.
Car keys?
Well, yeah. She said I blamed myself until I found them in the freezer.
Oh.
Yes, I still live in my apartment. And I say thank you out loud now to the ghost.
I mean, you could sleepwalk. I mean, that could be a thing where you don't realize you're getting up in the middle of the night and doing that.
It could.
And you could put them in the freezer.
Well, yeah. And my son has admitted that we thought he just kind of was sleepwalking when he was a toddler, but he's been doing it a couple of times in our house. He said one time he came downstairs. Well, he woke up, no blankets on his bed at all, no pillows.
Yep.
And one pillow was out in the hallway. His comforter was downstairs in the living room on the ottoman.
Yeah, I used to sleepwalk a lot when I was a kid, too. And I would wake up without any covers on or anything. Uh-huh. And I would, like, get up and throw them down the stairs.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. So. Jason, my Alexa laughed when no one asked anything.
Oh.
Just a soft little chuckle. Like someone or something had just told it a joke.
Interesting.
I moved soon after. I unplug electronics aggressively now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Ashley checked back in with us on text and said, I'll take my farting ghost over any of these. Oh, shoot.
Oh, gosh. And Alex, right. I heard footsteps pacing above me.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in a ranch house at the time. There wasn't an upstairs.
Oh, yeah. Ranches are just one floor.
Just a ghost doing cardio, apparently. Wow. I don't live there anymore. But it wasn't because of the ghost.
Oh, okay. All right. She just moved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Those are interesting.
No, cabinet doors, I'm immediately out of there.
I mean,
the sink turning on at 3:17 every morning for a week? Nopety, nope, 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 nope.
I kind of like that we are talking about this outside of the normal, like, Halloween season, right?
Typically, we save all of this for 1 week in October.
Yeah. Yeah, Terry rolls in. Yeah, Alexa's decided to have a conversation in the bathroom. We were both downstairs. It was as if someone were telling her something. I asked to repeat, and Alexa said, there's nothing to repeat.
Oh, what?
Wow, Terry.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't have an Alexa.
I'll tell you.
I don't think I can handle that.
I have an Alexa, and they're amazing, but if it started doing this.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Don't let the robots take over.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories. Kelly, keep us posted on your ghost.
I will let you know.
Your fitness ghost.
If anything else starts to happen, and I might have to give Jerry a call and make him beam back in and get rid of my entities.
All right. Thanks for the stories.